The US is pushing both sides to share the findings of any investigations into Shireen's death, saying that Washington is willing to help. Palestinian leaders, though, have refused any joint investigation with Israel. Here's our White House correspondent, Kimberly Halkett.
President Biden is set to host King Abdullah of Jordan and his son in the Oval Office on Friday. It's an effort to promote stability between Israelis and Palestinians in the midst of escalating tensions that includes the killing of journalist Shireen Abu Akleh.
The Palestinian president is taking the case to the International Criminal Court. It's not the first time that it's been asked to investigate the targeting of journalists by Israeli forces. Al Jazeera's Paul Brennan explains from The Hague.
After years of wrangling over jurisdiction and the scope of such an investigation, the ICC here in The Hague began looking at what it calls the situation in Palestine in March of 2021, looking at incidents both by Israeli forces and by Palestinian groups dating all the way back to 2014. But it was just last month that journalist groups brought evidence to the ICC for investigation, alleging that Israeli forces were systematically targeting journalists, and furthermore, that the Israelis were not investigating those incidents properly. Now, what they're alleging is that that amounts to a breach of international law and may even amount to a war crime. And the death, the killing of Shireen Abu Akleh is now going to be at the forefront of that case. What the Palestinian Authority wants and what the journalist groups is to add her to the existing names that are already listed in front of the ICC so that the people responsible for killing Shireen Abu Akleh potentially are brought here to The Hague.
Hello to all our listeners. This week's episode on the Essential Middle East podcast will discuss Palestinian children detained in Israel. Listen to the episode wherever you get your podcasts.